You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps, in line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Dr. Ken Croswell. I'm going slowly because my chemistry and physics and astronomy are only as good as my memory of what Ken has written. So I summarize where we are. We have two different sets of data about how much oxygen and carbon and neon and nitrogen in the makeup of our star, and perhaps that would lead us to the makeup of all stars. There was an assumption of this number, 8.93. The new work by Martin Asplund lowered that number to 8.69. Might not sound like a lot, but in fact it was a plunge of value of oxygen 42%, carbon 26%, neon 31%, and nitrogen 40%. Plunged that didn't exist, that we assumed was there. And now the new experiment, this one in underground in Italy. How did they do it, Ken?
Well, this is what's fascinating. The sun is right now, of course, engaged in nuclear reactions at its core, converting hydrogen, which is the lightest element and the most common element in the sun and in the universe, into helium, which is the second lightest and second most common element in the universe. That's how the sun makes energy. Most of that energy, 99% of it, comes from what's called the proton-proton chain, okay? But here we are very interested in the 1% that is not made that way. 1% of the sun's energy comes from what's called the CNO cycle. That stands for carbon, nitrogen, and oxygen. So three of the four elements we've been talking about. Isn't that convenient? That means that the more carbon, nitrogen, and oxygen there is in the sun, the more energy the sun will be generating via the CNO cycle. And guess what? That CNO cycle throws off what are called neutrinos. These are extremely particles that escape immediately from the core of the sun and come to Earth 8 minutes later. Now, been able through various ways to actually detect some of these neutrinos. And so in 2020, the Borsino experiment in Italy announced that it had finally detected CNO cycle neutrinos. In other words, these are neutrinos that are not coming from the main nuclear reaction in the sun, but from the CNO cycle. And what that opened up the possibility to was, well, we can actually measure the number of neutrinos from the CNO cycle and thus deduce how much carbon, nitrogen, and oxygen there is in the sun. Because, of course, if there's more carbon, nitrogen, and oxygen in the sun, then there will be more CNO neutrinos. And conversely, if there are fewer CNO cycle neutrinos, there will be that means there's less carbon, nitrogen, and oxygen in the sun. So that's where we were in 2020. And now, as I report at Science News here in 2022, it looks like they have actual numbers now. And those numbers are, to me, rather surprising. They say that the sun may have even more carbon and nitrogen than the high metal people say, okay? But they're fully compatible with the standard high, and they are fairly incompatible with a low metallicity result. So that's where the Borsino result stands right now. And unfortunately, the experiment has shut down, so we're probably not going to be getting more data from them. But in the future, we can hope that other neutrino experiments will also be able to detect CNO neutrinos and thus either confirm this work or refute it, because we definitely do need more data on this matter. It's very important.
And you spoke to Pinsano again, who was who said it was a very friendly agreement, a disagreement between astronomers. They go out for a beer afterwards. But Pinsano at this point must be satisfied that there's more to learn, that the low metallicity measure by Asplund is now challenged, and we need something like arbitration here to enter in. Are they expecting more neutrino experiments? Because that seems Very trustworthy, Ken. The reason they were underground is that they were blocking out things like cosmic rays. Is that why they go underground?
Right.
Right.
Yeah. Yes.
So are they going to do that experiment again? There are other caves around the world. They've been looking for neutrinos from the universe. Looking for neutrinos from the sun is done the same way. Is that correct?
Yes, and definitely over the next 10 years, we should be having additional neutrino experiments, and some of them will be detecting these CNO neutrinos. They're not as easy to detect simply because there's not as many of them as there are from the sun's main nuclear reaction. But yes, I think over the next 10 years, we should be getting additional results. And of course, it's always good in science to have completely independent groups of people making the same measurement. And this is so very important. It's so incredibly important.
What does this mean for our understanding of our sun? Do we begin to know how it's made and what it's made of?
If this result is right, it means we now know approximately the elemental abundances of the sun after 20 years of debate, okay? And then we can apply that to other stars because we, again, the sun is the abundance standard for the whole universe. So it's a great result, but it needs confirmation. So I think it's a very exciting result. I would say it's one of the most important astronomical results of the year.
And the fact that there's more oxygen than we thought, does that mean there's more oxygen in the universe?
Yes, yes. It means, it's not more oxygen than we thought 30 years ago. It's actually comparable to what we thought 30 years ago, but it's more than we've, for the people that were following Martin Esplin, it's definitely a good deal more than they thought.
Remembering, of course, that oxygen is a fundamental of water, and water is a fundamental of life as we know it. Dr. Ken Croswell, writing in Noble Magazine and in Science Magazine over several years, to seek a resolution to a conflict that is extremely gentlemanly in astronomy, but nonetheless fundamental to our understanding of our sun. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Today, every dollar counts. Make yours go further with AARP. For just $15 for your first year with automatic renewal, an AARP membership delivers benefits and savings you can use right away. You can also access trusted resources and tools to help you stay healthy, protect your money, and plan ahead. And with a second free membership for someone in your household, you'll receive AARP benefits for two. Go to aarp.org/iHeart to join today.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spend on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
This is Danielle Fishel.
And Ryder Strong from Pod Meets World.
As cat parents, Ryder and I know the feeling of being ignored by our cats. I often wonder, does my cat even love me?
Well, there's only one solution to solve that. Sheba.
Feed your cat Sheba and go from feeling ignored to truly adored in 12 days, guaranteed or your money back.
Sheba has so many incredible products that can satisfy even the pickiest eater.
Like new Sheba Grilled. Made in the USA with the finest ingredients from around the world. They are savory strips in a succulent sauce that cats are sure to love. And it's 100% complete and balanced with essential vitamins and nutrients for adult cats like my Bill. Made without artificial flavors or preservatives, no corn, wheat, or soy. To learn more, check out Sheba.com.